Bandwidth and hosting for the British Tech Network is provided by UK2.net. Innovative, affordable, and reliable web hosting. Welcome to your Monday edition of the BTN News Show. I am your host, Kyle Swagger. Yeah, we're a little late today, and I don't know what happened to Friday. It was just one of those Fridays. In any case, it is August 10th, 2015. All the best technology news that happened over the weekend. We'll throw in a little bit of Friday in there, too, for you, just to make up for it, in around 5 minutes. Well, here's a study, UK folks, that just might make you go, well, kind of duh. Smartphones are now officially the UK's most popular internet-connected device. Yes, it's true. More people are choosing smartphones now than laptops to even get online. This is according to Ofcom's annual Communications Market Report. Sounds like a segment on Bloomberg. Anyways, 33% of Brits prefer their phones, while 30% prefer their laptops. Yeah, not a big margin there, but there is a margin. Of course, we've kind of seen this coming. Shipments of PCs have been declining for a few years now, and mobile devices, of course, are on the rise. Again, as I was saying, a study that you probably already thought, yeah, well, duh, because every time I walk down the street, nobody looks at me. They're just looking down. All right, time for your Monday Hacker News. Dum, dum, dum. Carphone Warehouse Systems. Yeah, familiar with that place? Well, about 2.4 million of you, if you're a customer there, have a risk of getting your personal info, let's just say taken, yeah. Yes, on Saturday, the company said that up to 90,000, actually, we've heard a little bit more than that now, now that it's Monday, of its subscribers may have had their encrypted credit card details taken. Mind you, however, though, the hack did not occur on Saturday. No, it happened 3 days before. But the company said the reason why they waited so long is they wanted to make sure the number of affected people. In the meantime, if you think you've got your credit card over there at Carphone Warehouse, yeah, you might want to keep an eye on it. Hey, check it out. Did you just buy a Blu-ray player? Thinking, whew, finally, got myself a Blu-ray player, got the DVD out of here. Well, it's already obsolete. Ultra High Def Blu-ray is coming soon. Yes, the new 4K physical format will be 3,840 by 2,160 pixel resolution. And you're going to have high frame rates of up to 60 frames per second. Another thing about this, we're not going to have to wait very long either. So the BDA, or better known as the Blue Disc Association, again, there's such a place. It anticipates that product announcements and manufacturing will start just in time for Christmas. Yeah, get ready to start spending a whole bunch of money once again to upgrade all that equipment for your home theater. But don't spend all of it, okay? No, because you know you're going to have to do the same thing next Christmas, right? HBO Now fans, or at least those of you in the U.S., you're about to be a little happier today if you have Chromecast because they have finally added HBO Now for Chromecast support. Also, with the latest HBO Now app update, it includes push notifications. That's going to alert you about new content and episodes of your favorite shows. And, of course, you'll get those usual bug fixes and performance improvements and yada, yada, yada. One thing you're not going to get is a price decrease. Yep, it still costs $14.99 a month. Well, it's taken forever and a day, but finally, Android Lolly finally has a respectable install base. According to the latest data from Google, Android 5.0 and 5.1 is now installed on about 18.1% of all devices. But hey, that's up from 12.4% just back in June. So we're getting there, we're getting there. Of course, KitKat still has the most share of install base so far, 39.4% share on all devices. That's followed by Jelly Bean, still in the mix, yeah, 33.6. Then Ice Cream, yeah, still there, 4.1%. Gingerbread at 4.6%. And Froyo, oh, you ain't gonna believe it, it's still out there, 0.3%. That's all those really cheap Android crap that's still coming out in China. All of this actually doesn't really matter because in a few months' time, we'll get Android M, whatever M is going to be called. Then we'll start seeing all those numbers switch again. Hopefully, Froyo will be out of the mix. I hope. And finally, we all know, don't freaking drink and drive. Don't drink and get into a car and go and be stupid. But here's another one to add to the list. For those of you that don't drive a car, don't bike and drive either. Don't be coming from the pub and getting on that little bicycle and pedaling away. You'll just look like an idiot. And this thing is going to stop you from doing it. It's called the breathalyzing bike lock. Oh yeah, this is a real thing. This thing comes out of Japan. Of course, where else would it come from? And it combines basically what it says, the breathalyzer and a bike lock. All you had to do is actually simply blow into the mouthpiece on the thing, and it's going to determine if you're too drunk to get on your two wheels. However, if it's above the legal limit, that's right, the lock is going to stay locked, and it's going to send an embarrassing text to your friends and family letting them know that, yes, you're too drunk to pedal home. The breathalyzing bike lock will set you back about $250, and will last for about 40 breath tries before the battery finally drains out. So that might be something you might want to keep track of, that is, if you're coherent enough to do that. Because wouldn't it suck to be on that 41st breath and your bike will stay locked and you're not even drunk? And there you are, walking your way home. If you've got a story and no one else will listen, send it to us at britishtechnews@gmail.com. Get on over to the website. Check out everything that's going on with British Tech Network at britishtechnetwork.com. Follow British Tech on Twitter at British Tech. Follow me too on Twitter as well at Kyle Swacker. We'll be back tomorrow with your Tuesday edition of the BTN News Show. But until then, hope your Monday's going as well as it possibly can for you. And thank you, as always, for listening.